Shir is Zvachim Daf Nun Zayin, last daf in Perek Yezehu Makoman. Again, today's Shir is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Pesha Bas Volk, Barabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. Everybody should have a good Chodesh today. Says the Mishnah on Nun Vav Mabes. We read it yesterday that the last three karbanas to be discussed in this Perek, which have lower zrikos than the other kachet kalim, and that's why they merit their own Mishnah, is Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. And the Mishnah tells us that they're all kachet kalim, and they're shechted anywhere in the Azara. One matana is needed, just one, as long as it's not put on the southeast corner, but they each have different halachas regarding their eating. A Bechor is eaten by the Kohanim, that is a Bechor, Tam, or Balmum. That's what we're going to see in the Gemara. Maisar is l'chal adam, even though I mentioned yesterday that from the there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that it Siv quotes at the end of Ayikra, which has a remez that it goes to the Kohanim as well. And it's eaten nechal b'chal yir b'chal machal, and it's eaten any way one wants in the whole city. The shtei yam of laila echad. And finally, Karan Pesach has unique halachas. HaPesach eno nechal elav alayla, only at night. Meaning, it's not eaten by the daytime when you shech the karban. It's the only karban that is not eaten, is not allowed to be eaten on the day it's shechted. Obviously, Ola too. It's not eaten, period. But all the other karbanas, you can eat it on the day of and that night. Karan Pesach is the only one that you're not allowed to eat on the day it's shechted, only at night. V'nonechal el ha-chatzos, and only to chatzos. We'll see who shita that is. V'nonechal el ha-nuyav, only according to the ones who are appointed. V'nonechal el ha-tzli. So we spoke last night a number of halachas regarding Karan Pesach, but let's do tosfos here. Last night in the Parsha Shir. Tosfos asks on the bottom, a Pesach eino ne'echal. Tema, listing nami de'ino ne'echal ela amatzus umrorim. Once you're listening so many halachas regarding Pesach, that is only at night, until chatzos, lemnuyav, tzli, so why don't you throw in this one? Right, it's the only one that you need matzus umrorim. Tosfos has two answers. Number one, v'tiris Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim answers, d'lo chashiv ela davar shekinegdo bikachim. Who chaluk mehem? It's only listing off, the bitch is only listed off items that make it different than other karbanos. The shar kachim nechalom biyom balayla, so time. Other kachim are eaten day and night, on the ara yom, ulachal adam, ubachal machal. Other kachim have this time to eat it, Pesach has this time to eat it. This karban has to be, could be prepared in any way, and this karban has to be prepared sleep. There's differences. This one does not need lemnuyav, and this one does need lemnuyav. That's within other, that's in the world of kachim. Matzos umrorim, it's just not shy to talk about by other karbanos. It's not that they have to be eaten with certain things. Number one, inami, lotana matzos umrorim de'ein ma'akvin. Or maybe it's not ma'akev, the Karban Pesach. But the other items, the other mitzvahs are ma'akev marar. Marar is only d'rabbanim b'zmanazeh. But Pesach is not. Inami lav mitzvah de gufehu. Or it's not a mitzvah de gufe. What does that mean? Is that something inherently about the Karban? The other is how you eat it, and who eats it, and when you eat it, and how you prepare it. But this is Masal Morim. That's not about the carbon itself. It's like what you do with the carbon. So that's why it's not listed. What does Tosfos mean that there's something deeper about mitzvah de gufe? And also even in the first answer, how this is different than Shar Kachim. Oh, so that's why you don't say Masal Morim versus others. What about Limnuyav? That's also like other carbonists don't need Limnuyav, and this carbon needs Limnuyav. Other carbonists don't need Matsumara, this one does. So what does Tosfos mean? Is there something behind what Tosfos says? So Rav Zhalti in Mishnas Yavetz, in Simin Chav Dalet, discusses the mitzvah of Tzlias HaPesach. Tzlias HaPesach. Right? The mitzvah of roasting the animal. And he says, if you look at he quotes a number of rayas to this, but let's first say his yesod, and then I'll quote some of his rayas. As he quotes this, he quotes our Tosas. Tosas Zachim over here in Nunvav Mabez. Tosas asks, so says Rav Zhalti, what he thinks the answer to the question is that all the items listed in the Mishnah have to do with the Avodas HaKarban. That's what the Mishnah is listed, talking about. All things having to do with Avoda, right? That the when and how. The Mishnah is not listing all the halachas. What about Sli? roasting it. And who eats it? That's part of the Avodas HaKarban. Says Rav Shalti, yes, by Karban Pesach, the eating and especially the roasting of the Karban. It's not just about how to prepare it, but that's a din in the Avoda. The Sifri says in Re'eh, V'yasisa Pesach, sh'teyasiyasa l'shem Pesach, sh'maso shalo l'shmo pasol. You have to make the Pesach l'shma, as we learned in the first mission in this Pesachta. Yocho afsliyaso, Tabalomer v'zavachta Pesach. There's a havamina that even the tzliya has to be l'shma of Karban Pesach. The tzliya has to be l'shma. This is daraisa. You have to eat it tzli. You can't eat it mevushal. But you need that l'shma. Yasher muchach shetzliyas haPesach lav l'tzarech achila bovadu. It's not just a way to get it ready to eat. Ela shemidine haKarban Pesach hu sheyehei tzli eish. Right, even though that it seems like no, this is us after the avoda. No, by Pesach it's part and parcel of the avoda, and that's the answer to Tosis is kasha. Also, that's seriously matzahs u'merorim. That's a din in achilas karban. That's a din in achila, but sli is a din in avoda, and maybe minuyav. Minuyav also has to do with the special appointment of the Karban Pesach, but that's not dafka, didn't just purely in the Achila. And that's what he even adds, maybe that helps explain the Shia. There's a Rambam. We mentioned last night in the Parsha Shia, the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, when one roasts the Karban Pesach, is it roasted with its Gid Hanoshe or not? The Rambam says, yeah, you roast it whole. That's the halacha. When you eat it, when you get it to the Gid Hanoshe, you take it out. Says the Ravid, in his famous line, the Ravid says, if I'm Zoche to be alive when Mashiach comes, and the Rambam brings me his Karban Pesach, I'll take it and throw it on the floor. Chofta b'karka, says the Ravid. No, what he's talking about? In l'cha iser gadol mizeh, you roast it with the Gid Hanoshe. The Gid Hanoshe's tastes are going to go into the rest of the animal. It's going to be usher. So, as the Machlokas Rambam Ravid. So, the question is, what's the Shita of the Rambam? So, some say, oh, maybe the Rambam holds that Gid doesn't give off any taste. Ein begid min osein tam. But the other answer of Jaldi gives is that, right here, is that if I hold that Sliya is a din in the Avoda, that it could be that overrides other issues, other kashrus issues. And for this halacha, you have to do din b'tzli. You have to be tzolid whole. That's the din. You're worried about no Saint Tom? Maybe Tom Kicker is drabbanon according to the summary show, and we gotta work it out. Gotta work out exactly how it works, but that is the sheet of the Rambam. That kivan shetzliyas haPesach u'midinei haKarbanim kei mitzvasu shetzolin also sholim. Totally. Mihilchas Karban Pesach shehi al kirav v'al kirbo. And the Ravid might hold otherwise. Again, there are a number of other rayas to this as well, that you might have a havamina. Again, another medrash, the Yerushalmi. Ba'erav ata zoveach, b'bo ha-shemesh ata ochel. Mo'i teitzchem imitzrayim ata tzola. Is Tanya Tana be'erav ata ochel b'bo ha-shemesh. He talks about again, before Shakatsav covers man gamlet tzliyas haPesach. The pasuk tells me when you shecht it, when you roast it, and when you eat it. Again, it's all part and parcel of this, of this avodah. Okay, you can look more for more Raya Simon Chavdalid, but that answer Tosfos Kasha, and maybe that's what's behind Tosfos' answer. The first answer, maybe. Right, it doesn't say it because it only is comparing it how it's different than other Karbanis. What do you mean? Minuyav also. No, the answer is maybe it's just how it's different in Hilchas Kachim, in Hilchas Avodah. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Okay, so that is alumnus having to do with this week's parasha also, besides having to do with today's Mishnah. Okay, so says the Mishnah. I don't know how I'm going to connect today's daf to Rosh Chodesh, but at least to Shabbos we did. Karban Pesach. Mantana, who is the opinion of our Mishnah? Who says, who compares Bechor Meiser and Pesach? All three of them get Matana Achas. The Mishnah says that all three of them have unique halachos in terms of eating them. How and when and where. Not where, but how and when. But what about the Zrikas? There's no distinctions made during the Zrikas. So it sounds like our Mishnah holds that the three Zrikos of these three Karbanas are all exactly the same. So Mantana, Amar of Chizr, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Detanya, we had Rabbi Yossi Aglili earlier. There was a Machlokas earlier in the Masechta, whether all of these Karbanos, whether they all have Zrika, or some of them have what was called Shficha, pouring right above the Yisod and not throwing from a little distant. So that was not mefurish by all three of these. So who is the one that compares all them? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Chelbo lo namar ela chelbam. Domo lo namar ela damam. It says it in plural in the Pasuk. Li made al bechor v'maiser v'pesach shet tuunin matan damin ve'emurin l'gabi mizbeach kineged ha-yisod. That he was the one that compared all these three karbanas. They all need akhtaras emurin. And they all need Zrika Saddam. They all need Zrika Saddam and not just Shvicha. Rabbi Yishmael over there said Pesach is B'Shvicha. V'damas v'checha yishafech. That's what the Gemara said earlier on Daf Lamed Zayin, where we have this Gemara, but this Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that they are all compared. Minalan, where does he know the comparison? Where does he know that from? Amar Balazar, Asya Zirka Zirka Me'ola. Yeah, ultimately, it's learned out from Xavier Shava from Ola. Ola Gufe Minalan. Where do you know exactly Ola from? Dechsiv, that El Yisod Mizbacha Ola. Right, that you learned it from that. From that pasuk, limit alos chova shetuuna yisod. That's how you know that you need the zrikas above the yisod by the carbon ola. Imala halon says the Gemara. If you're comparing it to ola, imala halon shtei matana shein arba afkan shtei matana shein arba. So why don't you compare it the whole way? Ola has two zrikos in the opposite corners, northeast, southwest corners of the mizbeach. So why don't you say saviv shtei shein arba? Amar Abaya lama li lamichtav saviv baola saviv bechatas. If that's true, so why did it say the word saviv both by ola and chatas? You can say it by one and learn it to the other one. Because it's two, the ola and chatas are both two places where you teach me this halacha, so it must be limited. Must be not meant to be brought to other karbanos, and that's why Bechor Maaser and Pesach only have one zrika, but it is keneged hayisod. Rashi here points out a chiddush. Rashi in Dibur Maskel Ein Malamdin says that usually, when do you have this shnei ksuvin abon ke'echad? You have a halacha quoted in two different contexts, and they say don't teach it to others. What are we talking about here? We're talking about gzeira shava here. So Rashi says it's unusual, but you see this principle applied to the gzeira shava. See Rashi on the fourth skinny line. V'yava gav dahacha labe binyan avon ubon lumod. Ashmeina nabaya the shnek suvin abon keechad ein malamdin afilu bigzera shava the oso davar shenechtav bishnehem. If you compare two contexts with gzera shava and you learn a halacha from one to the other, that's considered shnek suvin abon keechad. I'll have to see if everybody holds this. At least Abaya is holding it here. But that is a chiddush, Rashi says, to apply the principle in this context. Hani Chad Nagar continues. Hani Chad Mandamar Ein Malamdin. El Mandamar Malamdin Meikel Meimar. But what about according to the Mandamar that says you are Malamdin? But by Shnei Ksuvin Abon Keechad, Havi Hashem Shlosha V'Shlosha Vade Ein Malamdin. Hashem is a third context, and everybody agrees that three Ksuvin Abon Keechad Ein Malamdin. Okay, so that is regarding the Zrikos. So now let's get into the eating. Habachar Nechal Akohanim. The Bechor is Nechal to the Kohanim, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin. So we know from that, from the Torah. It's one of the Matnas Kahuna that a Bechor is given to the Kohen. Tan Rabbanan, Minayin LeBechor Shenechal L'Shneyam V'Laila. How do you know when a Bechor is eaten? Doesn't say Mefurish in the Torah. How long do you have a Bechor? Do you get to eat a Bechor? And you can't say, oh, it's like Katshe Kalim, because even within Katshe Kalim, not all Karbanos are the same. Most Katshe Kalim, Shlamim, are in for 2 days and one night, day, night, day. But for example, a Karban Toda, as we'll see, is only in for a day and a night. So what are the parameters, what are the limits to the eating of the Bechor? If you remember, we mentioned twice already, I think, once in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, once in the Daf, the unique halacha of Bechor, when I give it to the Kohen, I do not make a bracha. Remember that Taz, the Taz in Yeredeya, where the Taz says that, interesting, the preacher really asked the Kasha, but the Taz quotes it, why is it that by Pidyon HaBen I make a bracha, and by Petach Hamar I make a bracha, and by Bechor, Behemoth Tahor, I don't make a bracha? They're all three having to do with the firstborns, and you don't make a bracha by one of them. You make a bracha by the other two. What's the difference? So the preacher gave the difference that, you only make a bracha where something is left by you. You get some Hanah. By Petach Hamor, you keep the donkey, you give the sheep to the Kohen. By Pidyon HaBen, you keep your son, you give the money to the Kohen. By Bechor, Behemoth Tahora, you just give it to the Kohen. You're not left with anything. That's his answer. So Taz says, since when do you have to have something left by you to make a bracha? You don't get Hana by most things, right? You make a bracha. So by all brachas at mitzvah, there's something left by you? So answers the Taz a different thing. And that is that you have to do something. You have to accomplish something in order to make a bracha. You have to be doing something. To make a bracha is a mitzvah. Right? If lightning, I don't do anything either. And I make a bracha. Lightning is that shevach v'hodah. But by a bracha is a mitzvah, I have to do something, says the Taz, in order to make a bracha. And ever by Pidyon HaBen, I'm changing the Kedusha. By Petach Hamor, I'm changing the status. By Bechor, Behemoth, Tahor, what am I doing? It's Kadosh Merachem. Yeah, there's an idea of mitzvah lahakdisho. Personal, add a personal element of hakdasha. But that's only extra. Really, even without my doing anything, it's Kadosh Merachem. So therefore, there's no bracha. It's a beautiful Taz in Yaradeya in the Simen about. I think it's in the Petach Hamar Simen. I don't remember. I don't think it's in the Bechar Behema Tahora. Maybe it is. I don't remember. In the third Chelik of Yaradeya. Anyway, so that's about Bechar. So how do I know that a Bechar is eaten for day, night, day? And we're about to have 20 lines trying to figure this out. How do I know that a Bechar is eaten for day, night, day? The Gemara does not deal with Meiser. Pesach, I know how long it's eaten because it's Mefurish in the Torah. Almost Mefurish in the Torah. We're going to have Limudim later. But Bechar and Meiser are not Mefurish. The Gemara has a whole long Arichus here about how do I know when Bechar is eaten, day, night, day, night, day. But Meiser is not mentioned. So what's the source for Meiser? So Rashi says, back on the Mishnah, on Amud Beis, Rashi says on the fifth medium line, Meiser, on the Amud Beis, Lo Yadana Mehecha. I don't know. Rashi says, I don't know. Put this on the list. Right, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gilyan HaShas, Brachos Chafchem HaBeis, he lists off all the places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. Look, there are about 30 places. So this is always on the list. Lo Yadana Mehecha. Tosis quotes Rashi. Tosis right here on Amud Beis also. Pierce Bakuntras Bebechar Yalafel Begemara Meiser Lo Yadana Mehecha. Vishuv, and then Tosis quotes that Rashi did quote a source. That's not in our Rashi. Shuv Hegi the Yalaf Havar Avar Mi Bechar. Learns it from Gzeira Shava. Havar Avar from Bechar. Okay, that's possible. Some other Achronim say once you learn other halachas from Bechar, you can learn this halacha from Bechar. But either way, it's interesting the Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara just talks about Meis, Bechar and not Meiser. Okay, back to the Gemara. So, minayin leBechar shenechal l'shtei yamim v'layla echad. How do I know that you compare, how do you know Bechar? So basically, you have one of two choices. Either compare it to Shlamim, which is day, night, day, or compare it to Toda, which is day, night. That's going to be the question. So, how do you know shenemar u'bisaram yelacha k'chazei hatnufa k'shok hayamin? The Bechar should be to you like the chazei hatnufa and the shok hayamin. Like the chazei and the shok. So which chazay and shok are we talking about in the pasuk? That's the question. Bechar is compared to the chazay and the shok. So he kisha akasa the chazay the shok shel shlamim. So we say maybe it's talking about the chazay and the shok of the shlamim. Every shlamim animal, the chazay and the shok goes to the kohen. But the chazay and shok have the same rules as the regular shlamim. Ma shlamim nechal on l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Just like shlamim, including its chazay and shok, are eaten for 2 days and a night in between. Af bechar nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So to bechar is eaten for 2 days and one night in between. Vizu she'ela nishala lefrei chachamim bekerem b'yavne. This question was asked after the Sanhedrin moved from Yerushalayim to Yavne and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Tam liYavne v'chachamah. So it moved to Yavne before it moved up north. So this was the question. Bechor l'kamenechal. This is the Shaila in the Beis Medrash. Nena, Rabbi Tarfon v'yamar, l'shtei yamim v'layla echad. Torah she'bal peh was alive and being created at the time of the Tanaim. Right, they had the Torah, they were darshaning. So, Rabbi Tarfon answers, l'shtei yamim v'layla echad. Hayisham Talmud Echad she'bal beis medrash, l'fnei chachamim t'chila. There was somebody who was his first day of shiur. It was his first day in the Beis Medrash in Yavne. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Shema. It was Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. He came down from the north, right? He was from the Galil, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. But he heard there was great Torah going on in Yavne. That's where the Sanhedrin was. That's why he came down to learn by them. So Amar Lo Rabbi Minayin Lecha. He says to Rabbi Tarfon, how do you know that? What's your source that Bechar is eaten for day night day? Amar Lo Bini, my son. He's twirling his Talmud. He didn't know this guy in this Talmud. The first day he met him, right? Bitchila. The first day he met him, he already has that father-son relationship. As the Rambam describes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says the famous connecting word kishem. Just like he compares the covet for a Rebbe, just like a father, so too for a Rebbe. He compares a Rebbe Talmud to a father-son. That's the kishem of the Rambam in the middle of Hilchos Talmud Torah. So, Amar lo Rebbe minayin lecha, Amar lo Bini, my son. Shlamim kachim kalim, ubechar kachim kalim. Shlamim and bechar, both kachim kalim. And the pasuk even compares them. Ma shlamim ne'echalon l'shtei yamim v'layla echad. Just like shlamim is day night day. Af bechar ne'echal l'shtei yamim v'layla echad. So too bechar is day night day. Amar lo Rebbe. One second, Bechor matana l'kohen, the chadas v'asham matana l'kohen. Chadas Bechor goes to the kohen, to the chadas and asham. Ma chadas v'asham liyom v'layla, at Bechor no malayla. Maybe Bechor, though it is kachim kalim, should have certain halachas like kachay kachim, like chadas and asham, because they both go to the kohen. Shlamim, only parts of it go to the kohen. So Amalo, Rabbi Tarfon answers him, Nidon davar mi davar, v'nil mo davar mi davar. Just compare like things. Ma shlamim ein ba in al chet, af bechar eino ba al chet. Compare shlamim to bechar, they're both not ba al chet. Ma shlamim nechal on l'shei yam v'layla echad, af bechar nechal l'shei yam v'layla echad. So Rabbi Tarfon says, we compare it, son, I know you have a sharp mind, but listen to me, we compare Bechor to Shlamim and not to Chadas and Asham. So Amalo Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Lili does not stop. He says, Nidon davar mi davar, yomo davar mi davar, I'm fine, put it to like items, but say what I said. Chadas v'asham matana l'kohen, u'bechor matana l'kohen. Ma chadas v'asham ein bon beget benedu in adava. Just like Chadas and Asham cannot be volunteered. Af bechor ainu b'gneder b'nedava. So do bechor cannot be volunteered. So I could also think of comparisons. So I'm like a shlamim. So ma'achadus v'asham, and then once you have that comparison, so compare it the whole way. Ma'achadus v'asham nechol liyom echad. Af bechor nechol liyom echad. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili stumped the Rebbe. Rabbi Tarfon did not have any other answer to give. There's a question I saw in the Achronim. Even if one compares it to shlamim, does one go all the way? But how do we understand? Does it mean that lumdis, it is a type of carbon shlamim? Or no, it's compared to this halacha, line of gemina, let's say the Ramban. We mentioned the Ramban at least once before. That is, the Ramban holds that even by a shlamim, there's a lechachila to eat it on the first day. The Torah calls it noser on the second day, even though you're allowed to eat it. But noser, yom sheni you could eat, but noser yom shlishi you have to burn. So the Ramban has that lechachila by shlamim. Would that lechachila also apply by bechor? So the question is, how do you understand this limud? Is this limud identifying or paralleling? Is it identifying the bechor with a shlamim? And therefore, you would say both of them have all the same halachas, including this lechachila of the Ramban. Or do we say, no, it's just paralleling it, but there still could be differences between the two. Okay, so anyway, so Kafes Rabbi Tarfon could not answer anymore. After Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, no, we should compare it to Chatas and Asham instead of comparing it to Shlamim. So, Kafetz Rabbi Akiva. V'nisalig Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva didn't want his Rebbe to be stumped. So Rabbi Akiva jumped up and said, no, let me answer Rebbe. Let me answer him. Kafetz. That's why maybe he jumped up. He didn't want to have any time lag where Rabbi Tarfon might have been embarrassed. So Kafetz Rabbi Akiva v'nisalig Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon went to the side for a second. Omer lo, Rabbi Akiva says, Hareyu Omer uvisaram ihyeh l'cha. Sarm Yalach, the basar should be for you. Meaning of the original pasuk that we started off with, the pasuk compares Bechor to Chazay and Shoh, not based on a mamatzinu. Like Rabbi Tarfon was trying to say, mamatzinu is just a comparison. So you could say, hey, compare it to this one, compare it to that one. No, it's a hekesh. It's a hekesh, not a mamatzinu. Hikish and akasov, lechazay v'shok shlamim. The Torah compares it to Chazay v'shok in the pasuk, and that's what it's talking about. A chazev shok of a shlamim, ma shlamim nechal on l'shnei yamav laila echad, apachar nechal l'shnei yamav laila echad. Right? It's a hekish. Don't ask me questions on it. Amar lo. So Rabbi Yosef Lili says, I could ask on you too. He kishto l'chazev shok shel shlamim v'yanima kishto l'chazev shok shel toda. It only compares it in the Mefurish to Chazei V'Shok. Which Chazei V'Shok are you talking about? The Chazei V'Shok that's given from a carbon shlamim, which is eaten for day and night day, or do you compare it to Chazei V'Shok that's eaten from a carbon toda, which is only eaten for day and night? Ma toda nechal es liyom v'layla, afachor nechal liyom v'layla. So she says limited. Why is that better? Why would that be better? Bikivas Rabbi Yosef says, no, why? You should say this. So Rashi says, tefasta mu'ata tefasta. Gemara says in Sukkah. Right, we always try to include the lesser chiddush. Right, it's similar to ein l'chabar l'chidusho. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. So Rashi says that's what this is based on. Rashi says in Dibraskal host of l'cha akasif, right up top in the middle of the amud. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Aglili is saying. I'd rather compare it, if you don't know, to the chazay and the shok of the toda. So Rabbi Kiva answers again. Amalo harei Omer. He backs off and gives a different shot. We'll see in a second that maybe he shouldn't have backed off. Harei Yomer uvesaram yelach. No, it says the basar of the machar should be for you. She'ein tamalomar l'chayiyeth. Later in the pasuk, you don't have to say the an l'chayiyeth. It already says lach in the beginning of the pasuk. Ma tamalomar l'chayiyeth. Hosif hakasif havaya acheres bibachar. The pasuk is including something. You have another havaya. You have another time when you're allowed to let it exist by bachar. That's the extra phrase. And therefore, you know, it's not just in comparing it to the Chazay and the Shok of the Toda, it's comparing it to the Chazay and the Shok of the Shlamim. And therefore, it's eaten for day, night, day. Adkan, conversation. Ukeshenamru dvarim lefer Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel then was not in the Beis Medrash at the time. He heard about what happened. He heard about Rabbi Yosei Glili, and Rabbi Tarfon was stomped, and Rabbi Kiva came along, and he heard the whole play-by-play. So, Amar Lahen, so Rabbi Shmuel says, Tzu v'imru lo Rabbi Akiva ta'ita. Tell Rabbi Akiva, he was mistaken. Mistaken for what? Mistaken from retracting his original statement. He originally said it was a hekesh, and then they asked on him, Rabbi Yosei Glili asked on him, so he said, okay, it's not a hekesh, it's a ribui. So he says, no, you could have said hekesh. Why? Says Rabbi Yishmael, Toda meheichal lamda mishlamim. The whole source that you know Toda is halachas of Toda is from mishlamim. Chitav ha'alami behekesh, chozom ha'alami behekesh. We already had two blot about that. You can't have a double limud. So ein alecha lidom b'lashon achron ha'b'lashon rishon. Therefore, I like his first version. His hekesh is fine. He doesn't have to come on to the ribui, semicolon. Good. So now we have the source for Bechar being eaten for day night day, and Meiser is either learned from Bechar, or Rashi says, I don't know. For Rabbi Shmuel, hi lecha yemai avdilei. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel says that we don't need Rabbi Akiva version 2. So what does he do with that extra pasuk, the extra phrase at the end of the pasuk of lecha yeh? So, limit al Bechar ba'mum, shehu matana lekohen. So he says, even a Bechar ba'mum, not only a Bechar Tam goes to the Kohen, but a Bechar Baal Mum, you wouldn't have thought has Kedusha, so we say that also goes to the Kohen. Shalom Atzinu Bechar Torah. You don't find this in the entire Torah, such a halacha. What type of halacha? So Tosfos, we have this Tosfos back on the Lamed Zayin Mabez. Tosfos there says, V'nira Lafarish, Shalom Atzinu Bechar Torah Ke'inyin Zeh, the sharp Sulei Mugdashin Einu Matana LeKohen, Ela Podehu U'makrav Acher Tachtov. Usually, if a carbon gets a mum, it has to be nifte. Be nifte, and you sold, you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. But here, it gets a mum, and it stays with the Kohen. You never have that. That's the rule breaker. That's why it's a chiddush. As Tosa said earlier, we also had it, we mentioned Tosas in Yevamos Daf Zayin. Chiddush means something that's against the rule. That's the definition of a chiddush. Not that I wouldn't have known it without the Torah. Because I know the whole Torah is a chiddush. I wouldn't have known anything. Chiddush means davar asoser as a klal. So therefore, this is a davar asoser as a klal, and that's why the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you it. Tell you, Shumatana looks at it stays by the Kohen, even if the animal is a baal mum. Usually, there's a separate Yisuri Daraisa to be shochet and be makrav baali mum into the Mizbeach. But this is the halacha of that it stays mamono shel kohen. For Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva know that from? According to version 2, Rabbi Akiva, which he uses the extra ribui to teach me the previous halacha, yelafle mi psaram, chatam v'chad balmum. Psaram is plural, one tam, one balmum. Rabbi Shmuel, mi psaram, dehanak b'chores kamar. Mi psaram means from all the b'chores, all the different animals that you have to bring a b'char from. That's where he learns it. B'maika miflagi. So what's the machlokas about? Meaning what? What machlokas? Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva also agrees, ain hekesh lomim in a hekesh, ain devar lomim in a lomid. So how could he even suggest the second one? Right? He went from hekesh, and he rejected that, and he said ribui. So, how could he even suggest the first one? Rabbi Yishmael says that it's impossible that you should retract your statement because of what Rabbi Yosei Glili suggested. Rabbi Yosei Glili says, hey, learn it from Toda. You can't learn it from Toda, because Toda itself is learned from Shlomim. Well, Rabbi Akiva couldn't answer that. He had to come up to a new limud. He also holds ein lamed min alamed. So what's the machlokas about? As follows. Mar savar heimenu b'davar achar avi hekesh, umar savar lo avi hekesh. What if I learn a halacha from a hekesh from somewhere, but I don't learn it totally? The place where you're learning to also has its own independent halachos. Meaning, can you learn? You learn toda from Shlamim, that you learn a little bit. The part of it goes to the Kohanim, but you don't learn that it's Yom. But you don't learn that it's day night day. So when you learn a hekesh partially, mixas hekesh, is that considered a hekesh so that you can't learn another hekesh based on that? That's the machlokas here. Mar sabar heimenu b'davarach rabbi hekesh. It is a hekesh, and that's Rabbi Yishmael, and that's why he said you should have rejected that potential hekesh that was suggested by Rabbi Yosei Glili, because that is called a hekesh, and ain't hekesh, lamim in a hekesh. Umar sabar lo avi hekesh, and the other one says no, it wouldn't be a hekesh. Again, what is the double hekesh here? So Rashi says, Rashi says on the first white line, Achilas Chazei V'Shok Shal Toda L'Yom B'Layla Heymen of Adabar Acher. That's considered a hekish, only partially. He'emidua ksas hamalamid kasav ba. Dechsiv betoda yom b'layla, v'ksas yilad v'imokam acher. Mahi Chazei V'Shok Deloksiv ba. You learn that you give the Chazei V'Shok to the Kohen from Shlamim, but Chazei V'Shok is only eaten from the Karban Todah for a day and a night, not day, night, day. So you only learn partially. So is that called a hekesh or not? That's what they're arguing about. So Bishlam Alamad Amar Lo Ave Hekesh, Hainu Dechsev V'chein Ya'aseh Lo'ol Moed. That makes it that we're going to talk about this two places. We have another place where you have the concept of a hekesh, Lomad Me Hekesh. Where is that? By the Zrikos. The Zrikos of in front of the Heichal. Inside the Kodesh Kadashim, it doesn't say the Achas Lamala, Vesheva Lamata, explicitly by all the Karbanis. Rashi explains, again, on the fourth white line, that by the Seir, by the Par and the Seir, you need teamwork. By the Par, the Lamata ones are Mefurish. By the Seir, the Lamala ones are Mefurish. So you compare each of them, and then Heichal outside, you learn both, Achas Lamala, Vesheva Lamata. So is that a hekish that is built on a hekish? So says the Gemara. Bishlam alam adamar lo ave hekish. If you say, if you learn something partially, it's not called a hekish. Haynu dechsev v'chein yaseh lo'ol moed. Kishem shemazeh lefnai v'lefnim achaz lamala v'shev lamata. Midam apar. Kach mazeh beheichal. So too from the heichal. Ukishem shelefnai v'lefnim achaz lamala v'shev lamata. Midam asoyir. Kach mazeh beheichal. Because each of those, you only learn partially, and then you have halachas that stay, that you learn from itself. It says part of it by each of these contexts. Seir and Par, it says what you're supposed to do, partially, and you have to learn a little bit from the other one, Seir and Par. And then you learn that to Bachutz, the Zrikas that you do on the outside of the Heichal, at the outside of the Parochas, in the Heichal. So the question is that called a Hekesh from a Hekesh? If you say it's not called a Hekesh from a Hekesh, that's how the Limudim work. But if you say learning a partial hekesh is called a hekesh, so Michael Amemar, then you're stuck because first you learn a hekesh to learn 7 and 1 by the inside, and then you learn to do that outside. So isn't that a problem? If you consider a partial hekesh a hekesh, this would be lomid min halomid bekachim. So Gemara says, no, mekomos hu degamri mehadadi. It's two different types of hekesh. One is about animals, one is about places. So it's not building on each other. It's just two parallel hekeshim. But it's not one building. It's not three different sources, and you learn A to B and B to C. Number one. Number two, v'bayaseima, chutz mipnim b'chad zimna gamir. Inside is, you compare Seir and Par. They become a unit. Achas amala v'sheva lamata. So once you learn it outside, it's only one step. You learn from the avoda pnim to the avoda b'chutz. So therefore, it's not a double hekesh. Okay, that was one context where we might have had a two-stage hekesh, and we say no, not a problem. One other context where we ask from. Bishlam olamanda amar lo have hekesh. The bachi is in the line. According to the one who says, if you have a partial hekesh, it's not considered a hekesh. So again, the following works out. The following, therefore, won't be called hekesh min a hekesh, and therefore it's okay. Hainu dechsev. Mi moshvo sechem taviu lechem tenufa. Talking about, what is this talking about? The shteha lechem. The special carbon that is brought on Shavuos. It's brought from your moshavos, from Eretz Yisrael. Bring tenufa. She'ein tamalomer taviu. You don't have to have that extra lashon taviu because it already says, ma tamalomer taviu, kol sha'ata mevi, mimakom acher, harehu kazeh. Everything that you bring from a different place, harehu kazeh, is like a karban mincha. Ma lahala isaron lachala, afkan isaron lachala. Just like here, you have to bring the shear of an isaron per loaf. Afkan isaron lachala, so too here, it has to be an isaron per loaf. Im alahala shnei esronim, if you want to say, im alahala, if you say by the shtei halechem, it's two esronim altogether. And therefore, it's only two chalas. So it's isaron per chala. So afkan shnei esronim. So to buy all carbon minchas, even let's say by lechem apanim or by the other ones, you should say it's also shnei esronim. And therefore, it's much smaller chalas. Tamalomer tihiyena. So you say no. Tihiyena, it has to be in isaron per chala wherever you are. We didn't get to the point yet. Vila madnu asara lechamitz asara lematza asara lechamitz kama asara lematza minayin by a carbon toda We know there are 40 loaves. Karban Mincha. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. So fine, I know. And the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is also chametz. So I know to compare that to the chametz types of karban minchas. But asar alamatzi minayin, how do you know to compare it to matzah? Tamalomar al chalas lechem chametz neged chametz havei matzah. So, compare chametz and matzah. But what did we just do? We compared, hekesh-wise, you compared Shtei Alechem to all carbon minchas that are chametz, and then you went another step to minchas that are chametz, to minchas that are matzah. So it's two steps. Hey, how are you allowed to do that? Hey, you're allowed to do that if it's only a partial limud. You're not learning all the halachas of Shtei Alechem to mincha, right? But it's only so. Shtei Alechem is a carbon seber also. So if you say a partial hekesh is not considered a hekesh, then this works out. This is not considered lami min halamed. El lamanda amar havi hekesh ma'ikel amemer. But if you say it is a hekesh, what do you say? Taviyu yiseirahi. So taviyu is an extra word. So that's an inclusion. And that's how you can say this is learns from Shtei Alechem to mincha to even the matzahs that are brought as most carbon mitchas are. Okay, period, end of that. So again, it's a little, I gotta just work through the math about what's being learned, but the last three contexts were just hekish, hekish, hekish. It seems to be two hekeshim built on each other. Is that allowed? But you only learn some of the halachas from the hekish, not all the halachas from the hekish. So we said, machlokas, whether that's called a hekish or not, and nafkamina is, would you require another limud? It's come up in the past, the issue of Shtei Halechem and Omer that comes up here. Shtei Halechem, we know, is brought on Shavuos. It is brought from the first grain, the first wheat, and it's matar me to bring karbanos, karbanos mincha from the first grain. Earlier, 50 days earlier, 49 days earlier, on the second day of Pesach, we bring the karbanos Omer, which is brought from the first barley, and that allows me to eat chadash, the isadaraisa of chadash, that if, right now, starting to get very lamaisa. If grain has taken root since last year Pesach, I'm not allowed to take part of it and eat it until this year's second day Pesach. On the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for the Karban Omer to be brought. Bizman Hazeh, where there is none, so we say Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, the entire day is Aser. I have to wait till after the second day of Pesach, and then everything becomes Mutter, everything becomes Yashan. So one of the mysteries of the past hundreds of years is how is it that so many of Achenim B'nei Yisrael are not Makpid on Yashan. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common to be Makpid. It's hard to find Chadash unless you have something that was imported. But in Chutz Laaretz, more and more becoming Makpid. But how is it that for hundreds of years, there were many that were not Makpid? This is a famous Ramah. The Ramah says in Yaredeya, in Simon Reish Sada Gimel, Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka, the Ramah says. Safek, right, I don't know. I'm about to eat something. I don't know. Svek Sveka, I can be Makel. Maybe it's from last year's crop. Right, maybe it's from last year's crop. And even if it's from this year's, maybe it took root before Pesach. That's the, right, even if you didn't chop, pick it, but maybe it took root. Ask the Oilam on the Ramah. Two questions. Number one, that's a Svek Sveka, that's a double Safek. It's one suffix. Did it take root before or after? What separate suffix if it's last year's or this year's? And even if it's this year's, maybe it took root? No, it's one suffix. One kasha. Number two, bizman hazeh, it's suffix yedia. We could find out if we do the research. On every cereal box, it says, you know, a certain cereal number, and they have a list. You can find out, is this winter crop, is this spring crop? So many, many say tzarachian to rely on their ramah, bizman hazeh. So that's why there are other answers given. The Aruch HaShulchan Kedarko Bakodesh says there's not a problem because there are various Rishonim that say that Chadash Chutz La'aretz is Derabanan. Chadash Chutz La'aretz is Derabanan. Many Rishonim say it's Daraisa. Pashas the Gemara and the Rambam, but many say it's Daraisa. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that is the Heter, and he says V'Omali Roag Dolim Shetarchulimso Heter Lefi Godel Atzar Miyisr Zev Medino Shalanu Lo Hayim Arichim Bepopulim Achir Shaderach Yashal Lefaneinu Megon Akanmon Shar Zarua Hu Rabo Shal Maram Rabo Shal Arash V'Utamach Rabo Seina Balei Tosos Umuvag. Not all of them hold it. He's just quoting that this Talmud is a Rebbe and a Rebbe and a Rebbe and of all these people. Anyway, the reason is Chutz La'aretz. The other big famous heter is the Bach. The Bach there in Reitz Sada Gimel says, quotes a bunch of Rishonim and Achronim who say maybe Chadash, what did I say? Chala? Chadash Chutz La'aretz, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Bach says Chadash Shel Akum. chadash of owned by non-Jews, that is also dirabanan. Again, suffix by a dirabanan. Suffix by dirabanan. That is the big heter of the Bach, and he says, don't ask me kashas, this is what we've held, and this is a heter for Klal Yisrael. It's a story that's told from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov one time was going to get up and asser it for his chassidim, get up, he had to be makbun on Yashem, and the Bach came to him in a dream the night before. It says, you don't asser, be motzi lazal, al doris harishonim, you know, and for generations they relied on my heter, and you can't get up and change the misora. Okay, that's how the story goes. It's also, it gets into the issue of possibly based on a dream, which is a separate sugya. Lo bashamayimi, possibly based on dreams. Okay, anyway, we continue. Says the Gemara last section, a Pesach and a Nechol. So Karan Pesach is only in until Chatzos. Montana, who is this opinion? Amr of Yosef. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hi. So Elazar ben Azariah shita. Famous machlokas tanoim. That's why we only eat the. We finish the afikoman until before chatzos because of the shita. It wasn't an azaria. The tanya wasn't an azaria. Oh man, emar kan b'layla azev and emar lahalon v'yavarti. Berak was saying b'layla azev. Once one pasuk says b'layla azev, and the other pasuk says I went through makas b'choros b'layla azev. Malahalon ad chatzos avkan ad chatzos. Just like makas b'choros was ad chatzos, so too. Karban Pesach is only until Chatzos. We mentioned the Ar Sameach yesterday that says that maybe even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it just means you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach until Chatzos. But the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, you can even do afterwards and you shouldn't leave it over. You shouldn't create Nosar. So therefore, one should be able to, one should eat it even after Chatzos. And always discuss Pesach time is the t'nai of the Avnei Nezer. Somebody's in the middle of eating and they realize that, oy vey, Chatzos is coming, they should eat it because I eat some matzah. Right before Chatzos. And then don't eat anything until Chatzos. And then after Chatzos, continue your meal. And then at the end, eat another kezayis of matzah and then go to sleep. The chiddush of the Avnei Nezer is that the din of tam matzah b'fiv goes by the end of the shear of eating matzah. It's not a din in the last thing you eat during the night. And therefore, according to Elazar ben Azariah, as long as the last thing you eat before Chatzos is matzah, is good enough. Well, the post can discuss this Avnei Nezer, but that is the Avnei Nezer in Shin, in Or HaChaim, and Simin Shin Pei Aleph. I have another thought, but let's just continue first. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Baruch Farnem, Rabbi Akiva, who holds you have the whole night, says, Baruch Farnem, v'achatam oso b'chipazon, achas chipazon. You have to eat it until the time that you're going to rush out, which is all the way till the morning. Im kematam alomer balayla hazeh, sheyachol. What's the pasuk teaching me? I would have said the following. Yehei kechol akachem and echolim bayom. It should be, Karban Pesach should be like all other karbanos, that you can eat the day that you shechted it. So you can't eat this. Why can't you eat this till the night? Tamalomer balayla, balayla hei nechol v'nechol bayom. It cannot be eaten bayom, only that night. Balayla. Amar le'abaya ubimai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah udaraisa. How do you know our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shita? And it's an iser daraisa to eat it after chatzos, or according to the Ar Sameach. And the mitzvah daraisa of Korban Pesach only lasts until chatzos. Dilma derabanan ulahachik min ha'aveira. Maybe it's just an iser derabanan lahachik min ha'aveira. Right, and the we had yesterday. We'll leave that for now. Im kain my ella ar chatzos, but then he says, no. What is ella ar chatzos? What is that extra word ella? Just tell me. Eat it till chatzos. Wouldn't make such a big deal about it. Ella ki hasam. Ella must be emphasizing comparing it to the other halachas of tsli and lemnuyav. Ma hasam daraisa af kanami daraisa. It must be going on an iser in an iser daraisa. Tosis here asks interesting question. La harkig min aveira. Tosfos asks, what, just like we have gedarim that only until chatzos, like the first mission in Brachos, that you have a gzeira. Why don't we have a gzeira, and that could apply maybe for all karbanos of chat, like chatos and asham. You have a gzeira only until chatzos because you're worried you might eat it. You know, you might not come to eat it properly. So why don't we have such gzeiras by the karbanos that we eat day night day? We should only be able to eat it until chatzos of the second afternoon because you might come to eat it too late. So Tosfos says, Shkia is a hecker. Amud HaShachar is a hecker. You see the sun going down. Sun going, you know time is running out. And therefore by the time Shkia comes, boom, you won't eat it anymore. Amud HaShachar, you don't see it coming. A little bit, but it's not the same. Not the same as the end of the day as the beginning of the day. That's Tosfos. The Ola Shlomo, Reb Shlomi Lipschitz, says two other answers. He says, first of all, we're worried about sleep. That's the issue here. The Lahagman Aveir, where are you going to go to sleep and not do it? Who's sleeping during the day? Right, number one. Even though there's a book out there, Everything I Needed to Learn in Life, I Learned in Kindergarten. And what's listed in that book is take a nap. Right? That's the greatest things. That's the way the siesta. Stores are closed from 2 to 4 in this country. Right? As much as it might frustrate the olim amongst us. Anyway, so number one is that we're worried about sleep. People don't sleep during the day. And number two, says the Ola Shlomo, the other difference is that maybe by Karbanos of day-night-day, you have a lot of time to eat it. We're not as worried. You have a day-night-day. By Nechal and Liomechad, if you shut it an hour before Shkia, you have tonight, that's it. So it's much less time, that's why we're more gozer. Okay, one final point, and that is, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, this is a great, it's a Haggadah verb, but it's stay over this week's parsha. Makas Bechoros happened when? At Chatzos. Right, and that says Limud. So one question is, what do you mean it happened at Chatzos? So why does he say you can eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzos? You should have to eat the whole Karban Pesach at the exact moment of Chatzos. Stuff it in. Right? So the Achorim say, no, it says Ba'erev, so you know it's from the, it has to be half of the night. Okay. But another fascinating question I never saw before. It said that Makas Bechoros happened in the middle of the night at Chatzos. Is there a moment called Chatzos? We call a moment Chatzos. But if you think about it deeply, there is no moment that's called Chatzos. If you split the night in half, then ad infinitum, you'll be splitting the middle moment in half. You'll never get to a point that's called Chatzos. So what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the firstborns exactly at Chatzos. Right? We said that's another reason of the Gemara in Brachas. Ba-Chatzos, it's Ka-Chatzos, because we can't tell. But there's no point in reality that's called Chatzos. So what does it mean? It's only, you keep splitting, it keeps splitting. So I saw one of the, one of the Moritz Hadaf sheets, he says, no, the point is, what about life? When somebody dies, Rahman al-Aslan, was there something actively that happened at that exact moment? Death? No, death is just an absence. The absence of life. So what does it mean, at Chatzos? It means the first half of the night, there was life. The second half of the night, there was death. That's what it means, Chatzos. You're right, it wasn't a split second. It was just whenever you keep going at it for night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could figure it out. The first half of the night, there was life, and the second half of the night, there was no life. It wasn't that specifically something happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the breath, removed life. The first half of the night, it was there. The next moment, it wasn't there. So you don't need a moment. You keep splitting, but that's what it means, Chatzos. At Chatzos, death is going to come. It's going to appear to us. But that's how we view Makas Bechoros, this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, feel free to say it over, whichever children are old enough to understand that one, at the Shabbos table. Okay, Agun Chaydish to all, and again, today's Shia was sponsored, Leila Nishbas Pesha Bas Volk. We thank Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg for the sponsorship. Okay, new parak tomorrow.